The best relationships are built on learnable skills. The question becomes, are we willing to learn these skills in community? Join John and Sungshin Lopnow as they bring your attention to the presence of God and practices that enable you to love deeply. In each episode, they'll explore the beauty and power of living in community, where the practice of relational skills and the interactive presence of God are both learned and lived out. And now, to tell you more about today's episode, here's John and Sungshin.
Today is March 30th, 2020, and I think this is the longest month of our entire lives. In that sense, this breath prayer may be perfect for us to receive God's grace and cooperate with Him. The breath prayer will come from Mary's response to the visit of the angel of the Lord, which is representing God's presence. And the phrase comes from Luke 1:38. And there's a passage I encourage you to read, if you want, before you do this, Luke 1:26-38. But the phrase is, "Let it be done unto me." Now, if you read these verses, this passage, there is so much grace. And I did a little study in Bible Hub, and you look at the Greek, grace is just talking about God's grace, Mary's ability to receive and participate in this grace. And in the beginning, the angel says, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you." So as she's about to have her life disrupted and disordered, the angel representing God is saying, "Rejoice, a highly favored one, the Lord is with you." And a little bit later, the angel says, "Do not be afraid, God is honoring you." And the Holy Spirit is the one who will create something new within you. So as Mary is a human being who had a well-ordered life, both in her relationship with her husband-to-be, with God, with the people around her, as far as we can tell, she was about to go through one of the biggest changes of her life ever. And she went from order to disorder to cooperating with God to have it reordered. So that's a very common pattern that we all go through. And in this season of our lives and the entire world, we are going from some sort of order to disorder to cooperating with God and reordering a new way of being in the world. So that with that as the backdrop, and you can read the notes in the blog, in the show notes, this is an opportunity for us to be like Mary, responding to God's presence in our lives. So I will read this, and the "let it be" will be on the in-breath, "done unto me" will be the exhale. As a simple reminder, the exhale, if it is longer and you breathe all the way out, not straining, but just comfortably, that will engage your nervous system, your parasympathetic nervous system, in a calming way. So join me. Be comfortable. Either sit up or lie down. And let's begin to participate and join in with the work of the Holy Spirit that's already praying. And we get to settle into that rhythm, that communion. So let's just take a deep breath in. And exhale. Deep breath in. And exhale all the way out. Breathe in. Let it be. Exhale. Done unto me. Let it be. Done unto me. Let it be done unto me. Continue in that pattern, and the shorter version will be, the in-breath will be, exhale, done. Be done. Just continue that for a few moments. And in a moment, I will continue with the longer version just to wrap it up. And we'll do this 3 times. And this time, I will slow down the exhale. So let it be done unto me. Let it be done unto me. Inhale, let it be done unto me. May you find a receptivity to the presence and action of God in your life, in whatever phase we are in, the order, the disorder, the reordering. Father and Son and Holy Spirit, as an individual, a part of this community of humanity, let it be done unto me. And may we be receptacles of your divine presence. Amen. May God bless you, and may we become the kind of people who experience the God who sees us, who hears us, and who knows the depth of what we are going through, so that we know that he is with us and he is doing something about this by strengthening our spirits. May we become the people of love. Amen.